Zog the Gemara, we're up to Daf Nun Hey Omid Aleph by the two dots, four lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said, Yotze v'nichal ken hazov shebehechel. There was a machlekes, Reb Yehuda and the Tanakama, when you take out the dam of the par and you bring it back out, and then you follow with the soyer, and you also do in the pnimius and the perches, and you follow one another, the hazoz, achas lamalo and shiva lamato. What do you do with the remainder of the blood of the par? So you place it on a little sill, on a ken azov in the hechel. Now Rabbi Yehuda says, it's called a ken hasheni. That's what Mishnah says. Yotze v'nichal ken azov hasheni shebehechel. There were two. One for the par, one for the soy. Rabbi Yehuda oimer lo yosham ala ken achad bilvad. There was only one. So what's this? We say the machlokes if there's one canes or two canes. Zog di gemara tanan hosom. We learned in shkolim. Some say it's out of Mishnah, it says on the side. It's a Tesef in Shkolim. Reb Yehuda Omer, Loi hoye shofres l'kinei choyva mnei ha-taroivis. When a person has to bring a kinei choyva, two birds, for instance, Azov, Azova, Yeledes, Tamei Mikdosh, so there was a shofar for Nedovis. Shofar, like we learned in Shkolim, it was narrow on the top, so you won't be able to take out money and steal. So the shofars were there for nedovas. Nedovas are oilus. Nedovas are oilus. However, choivas, achas lechatos, achas leoila. It's a whole different type of hakrova. Chatos is different than oilus oif. So there was no kinim, there was no shofars, I mean, for kine choiva. Mipnei hatagoivos. Because you might come to mix up if the money is going to be taken that are meant for nedovas and be taken from the choiva money, or money meant for choiva is going to be taken from the nedava and utilized for the wrong akrova, so it'll be a mix-up. So there's no shofars for when it comes to choivas. We know the kanim know all the monies are only nedava money. No room for mix-ups. Zog Rashi, lo yishofar zekine choiva, shofar lo sal techa mois, mishalav kein choiva, shal zov vizovav yeledes, o yimitam emikdosh, kshem shay shofar zekine nedava, kiritanyi lekamon b'shmaitzin, vakahanim lo yikrivi mois, kinim akivin oizon, they take the monies and use it for kinim. There weren't any of those for kinei choiva. My bimnei taroivus, Omer Rav Yosef, bimnei taroivus choiva b'nedova. You might come to mix up choiva with nedova. Zog Rashi, Shemo yischalav shofar b'shofar. Now the Rishash says that the Rishash is on the owner. He'll put the money in the wrong shofar, not in the kahanim. Kahanim has rizim. Kahanim know exactly what to do. This nedova, this choiva. But the owners might get mixed up. Shemo yischalav shofar b'shofar. And the money is for the chayv will end up going for the dover, which is nafkamina, it's oilus, and not a chattis and oiler. Oy mishon the dover chayv v'tiposel. Shachayv achz the chattis v'achz the oiler. Chayv is one chattis one oiler. V'an the dover kulan oilus. V'ein ma'ase oiler ma'ase chattis shovin. So it's a whole different akrova. So mele that's a chash. Chash akubon on the bailim. Zok the chash putting it in the wrong shayfa. Zok the gemara. Omale abaya. What's the problem? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Tosefta in Yishkolim that there aren't any shofars for choiva? Very simple answer. You ever see a pushkit that says Ramea Balanes? Another pushkit says this and this yeshiva. So you can write what it is and won't make any mix-ups. Clear. Ink. Write clearly. What's shofar? What's for what? Omel Abai v'na'avetrei v'nichtav alayu. Hey the choiva v'hein edova. And for the Gemara, daf nun heo mit beis. Reb Yehuda, less like Ksiva. Reb Yehuda does not hold that you can be soimich on Ksiva. Because sometimes a person does not check out what is written. And Mamela, he'll rely on the shofar is a thinking it's one and really it's the other. So Draji, less like Ksiva, ain't soimchin al kach the zimnin the lav adaite li yune biksova. He's not going to be ma'ayin in the Ksav. And Mamela, Reb Yehuda doesn't rely on Ksiva. And that's Reb Yehuda holds. There isn't such a thing as Shofres of Kinei Choyva, only Kinei Nedova. The Tanan, I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda does not rely on Ksiva. Because Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Loi Hoyisham, Ela Kein Echel Belvad, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says, when you have the dam and the par, the dam of the par and the dam of the sword that you interchange. So it says, Rabbi Yehuda says, there was only one little sill, one little cane that you place it on. There weren't two. Why was there only one? Trei my time alloy, mishum ne mechalfa. Because if you have two, you might get mixed up. Mixed up means you won't remember which cane is par, which one is sir. Well, you only have one, so there's no room for mix up. You're holding the par in your hand, the sar is now on the cane, you switch it. But once there's two, 1 second, where did I put what? Here is one on the right, one on the left, what's what? So you'd be mischalef. And Rashi says, the chashash of mischalef is, you'll do things out of order. Zog Rashi.
He's kahanim already.
What'd you say? Oh, here it's very kahanim. And look what Rashi says, the chashash is. Mishum ne mechalfi. Very good, you're asking kahanim's reason. But the chashash of here is, mishum ne mechalfi. I ovit rei, if you have two canes, meniach mizrik ha-soyer hazeh, vishal par hazeh, then you have the soyer on one, and the par on the other. When you now it's your time to take the turn to take the dam of the par, you'll take the soyer. Hilkach, soyer mean first. Hilkach kileka lechad, when there's only one, lemonach hai ad shokal hai, you don't put it down until you lift it. The problem is the shalai kesidron zakrashi. First you do par pnim and then the soy pnim. And after the soy pnim goes the par and the heichel on the outside. So there's no room for mix-ups. So yesh la'ayin b'Rashi, I didn't see all of this bavarnet, but Rashi says the chash is kesidron. Why can Rashi say a much bigger chash? That you might not take the soy at all. You might end up putting down the par and then going again to the wrong side because there's two of them and forgot what you took and take the par again. And you don't do soya at all, leaving it out at all, not just the problem in Kesidron. But Rashi says, maybe even the Chashash of Kesidron is a Mokam Lachshish. You're asking, here we're talking about Kehanim. After Ma'ayin the Rishash, I'm sure he brings his Gemara, but over here the Mechalf is Taka on the Kehanim itself. But this is the Raya of Rabbi Yehuda, we see Kesidron doesn't help. Why? Because of Mechalfi. I, if you have two, just write on the cane, par in big letters and soyer. You can evade the problem according to Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't hold of ksiva because zimnin lavadaite leyune b'ksiva, and he don't rely on ksiva. And hence, that's the pshat, why there weren't any shayfas of kinei chayva, only kinei nedava. And writing doesn't help. Tosfos on Amud Aleph, Tosfos says, tarovis chayva b'nedava. Why are we concerned about tarovis chayva b'nedava? What about tarovis Choyve bechoyve, lekele meichash, meaning the etzim tarovis choyve. You have one yaledis and a different yaledis. You might mix up and take the money of one woman's chatos and put that money with another woman's chatos. The etzim choyve itself you might mix up for different people. Ava tarovis choyve bechoyve, lekele meichash. Sheyikach mitzas mimoiz rochel, u mitzas mimoiz leia, veyakim shvil leia, and you'll use rochel's money for leia. The efshed chol achas tzereres moisel la'atzmo. They have a little basket, a little pouch with her own money for her chatz oila, when they send it b'shoifa with a little pouch, so there's no mix-ups in the money itself of that isha. V'kach oisin l'rabonon d'Rab Yehuda d'svirelei shoifas hoi l'kinah choyva. Rabbanon argue, Rabbi Yehuda says there were shoifas for kinah choyva. Vay says there weren't choyshes for this. D'chshakoyen l'kech mikol tzor kan echa takib kol ken v'ken l'shem ishu. It's not a carbon. A carbon you need the bialim to be soymach. By oif, you don't need the bialim. So I have the bialim in mind. Whatever tzara picked up, this for this woman. Whichever woman it is. She realized that it was given on her behalf. And there's no mix-ups in the choyv itself. Mashing in choyv menedov, there'll be a mix-up. Zokteisis, taroiv is choyv menedov. So you only had shofis of nedov. Fakteis, maybe only have shofis of choyv. Maybe the opposite. No room for mix-ups. You only have taroiv is of choyv. Maybe only have shofis of choyva. The yeshlemen than nedava nefisha. Nedava is much more common. Sometimes he needed to store the money in the shofis because it wasn't brought that same day. Nedava was only brought when it was the mizbeach should be empty. Kshelohayim mizbeach bottle. Uvetorcha choyishomim moys and nedava lochit zicha shofis. Nedava needs a shofis. Aval choyvi choyin lachiv l'alter. So it isn't such a chash.
Only brought Nedovah when it was there.
Only that it shouldn't be, yeah. I mean, the Ketz HaMizbeach was that it shouldn't be empty. The Taishonim also points out, Lo HaShoyf is a kinei choyva, B'shar Korbonis, meaning by regular Korbonis choyva, you don't need to say, Shalo HaShoyf is, Shrei Kevin Choyah Shal Behema, Tunin Smicha, En Yochal Lenichem B'yad Koyen, Liknois LaKorbonis. A Behema, you can't just say, here's the money, buy a Korbon. You need to buy them there. It's only Legabe Oifus that we're discussing this. Zog the Gemara, Kaponim, so it's a raya that what? That the reason why our Mishnah is a raya. The reason Rabbi Yehuda says it was only Kain Echad and you don't have two Kainim is because you got to make it mixed up. I write Par Sawyer, he's not Soyim Chaksiva. And that's shot in the Mishnah's column, there weren't Shofis of Chayva. Fek Ma'akash and Meisvei. the following question. Shloish esrei shofros hoy b'mikdash. There were 13 shofros in the mikdash. V'yikosv aleihen, and it was written on them, taklin chadetin v'taklin atikin. Taklin chadetin and taklin atikin. Zogt Rashi, taklin chadetin ala echo taklin atikin ala sheni kinin. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara goes through all of them. There were 13 shofros in the Mikdash. V'yikosv aleihen, taklin chadetin is one. The new shkolim. Taklin atikin, the old ones. Kinin, those that have to bring kinin. V'goyz le'oyla. V'eitzim, those want to bring nedovas for the gizrei eitzim. Ulevoyna. V'zov le'kapoyres. Zov le'kapoyres, Rashi says, he brings a shkolim that's referring to mois for klei shores, for mizrokos, for klei shores. The shkolim says that zov le'kapoyres, not like Rashi that it's going on kalim, on mizrokos, on klishores, but rather it's going rikui pachim tzipul beis kodesh hakadoshim. It's to cover the kodesh hakadoshim with zov. And the Biskov points out it's a big nafkamina because if it's meant for kodesh hakadoshim, it can be downgraded for not kodesh hakadoshim. Zov lekapores, if it's meant for kodesh hakadoshim, it can't suddenly go from mizrokos. So it's a big difference what it's for. Vishishal nedova, and another six for karbonis nedova. And now the Gemara explains this brisa. Taklin chadetin, what's taklin chadetin? Elu shkolim shel kol shona v'shona. These are the shkolim that you have to bring every year. You have to bring on Adar. Mashmin al shkolim. Someone that did not bring it then, so we can still bring the taklin chadetin even after Adar. And they turn the three kupas, either b'proys ha-pesach, 2 weeks before Pesach, proys ha-tzeres, before ha-tzeres, and proys ha-chag. Taklin atikin is mishlo shokal ishtakid yishkol lishon ha-bo. He's not do it for last year's cheshbon of collections, so he gives it lishona habo, and that's used for shogei alishka, that you buy and use the money for chaimas seir and the towers to fix kinin. What are kinin? Toirin, that you buy toirin. Goizle oila are heim bnei yoina. Those are smaller birds. V'chulon oila is tiv Reb Yuda. These are all karbonas oila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Oila means the dova. So now, according to Chachomim, there were also shofars of kinei choiva. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only kinei oila. Now, kinei choiva, according to Rabbanim, means partially chatos, partially oila. But Rabbi Yehuda's shita is only oila. Now, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says clearly in this braisa, shloise shofars of mikdash v'yikosu v'aleyen. Black and white, it was written on them. So we see a view that relies on Ksiva.
You weren't scared.
You weren't scared of Shaloy Ayin B'Ksav. How could you tell me Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold up Ksiva? And that's the pshat. Why there wasn't a Shofar of Choiva? And that's the Raya from the cane. There was only one cane, and you can't have two canes and write it with writing. Here we see clearly, even though Rebbe Yehuda says Kulon Oilois, but it says Kosav Alein, so we see clearly you rely on Ksiva, the Kong Rebbe Yehuda. So Ibezoi, back to the kasha. Why were there no kinei choiva? And right. You worried about mix-ups? Right. And don't tell me you don't hold of ksiva. We see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds of ksiva also. So you don't have this teretz. So back to the kasha. Why weren't there kinei choiva? Shlo yischalf is not a teretz. It's right. And you rely on ksiva. Zok de gemara, ein chenami. It's a whole new reason. The reason why there weren't any kinei choiva, but rather only kinei nedova. There weren't shofars for choiva. Gzeira b'shum chata shemesu baleho. Not because of ksiva. Rabbi Yehuda relies on ksiva. The reason why there weren't kinei choiva is because choiva means chatos and oila. Chatos, you have a problem. There's something called chatos shemesu baleho. Chatos shemesu baleho is lemisa azla. So you can't utilize the money of if the owner is dead. If you're choshes that the owner died, so you have a problem with the kinei choiva. Because you don't know who the bailim is. And you might be makriv for a bailim that's not alive. It's chata shemesu baleo. And that's the pshat, b'mnei taroivois. It says because b'mnei taroivois. Taroivois means it might be mu'uriv in the kinei choiva, a bailim that's chata shemesu baleo.
you might get the wrong one.
You might be makriv a chatos shemesa baleo. So the money of chat shemesa baleo cannot be used. That's one of the chamesh chatos amesis. So the money for that is chat shemesa baleo. Now, you're not going to be makriv chat shemesa baleo. Now, the Mikdash David points out, even though by an oif you're allowed to be bring a chatos even on a sofek, she says that that's only midin chulin ba'azorah you're allowed to bring me sofek. Masha'enke midin chat shemesa baleo, that you cannot bring. We know there's a, when sveikas by chulin shnitzu ba'azorah, there's no chash by sveikas on the chatos oif. Masha'enke mitzad the mesa baleo, there would be a problem. Now, you don't say on the money, the Mishmelech points out, maybe be mevatel the money, it's bottle. You don't say bittel on money. Money is choshev. On something that's choshev, it's not shaykh, and then bittel. So you have amongst his money, maybe chashav chashav meis baleo. And that's the reason. Zog mok yosach avdimi oma amri marovek zerim shum chashav meis baleo. Frek di romore, umi chay shinon? Since when are you choshes that the owner died? Votanan, we learned clearly, the Mishnah says in Gittin, Hashaleach chatosim im dinas hayam. If someone sends his chatos from overseas, makivin oisa b'cheska shukayom. Now, we assume the guy's alive. We're not worried about chatshemesa baleo. So why do you say the reason why there were no kinechoyv? Because kinechoyv includes chatos, and chatos it might be chatshemesa baleo. We see clearly it says in the Mishnah in Gittin, Yishaleach chatosim im dinas hayam. Yemakri b'cheska shukayom. There's a chazaka called cheskas chay. The cheskas chay remains. So we're not choish lemisa. Zok the Gemara, you're right. Al chashash misa, there's no more can be choishish. Elo zok the Gemara, mishum chatos shemesu baleo vaday. We're not concerned about maybe he died. Maybe he had a chazaka. You know he died. If you know that in this money's in the shofars, one of the owners died, you have no idea, no inkling which one is the chatos of that money. Now you're going to tell me take out the value of one of the chatos and throw in the Yam HaMelech? That's Tolim Breira. You don't know which one is that person's. So because there's no name on the chatois, on the monies. So because you know for sure someone died, you have a problem by shofar of chatos. Now Tosafot points out that you're telling me that is a cheskas chai when someone sends a chatos from Mimdina Sayyam. Tema lizak Tosafot, second Tosafot, for all my awesome fair kolaget, lo yishonu ela shalei giyal gvugos. That's only if he did not reach 80. Aval giyal gvugos loy. The cheskas chai is not; it doesn't remain forever. By yigil gvura, it's not anymore chazaka. Vim ke neima dinshum dilma ika zav v'zova umetzayu umetame mikdash v'shmias kol bitus v'zaim she yigil gvura. Maybe we're talking about that we choshed by yigil gvura, so there's no cheskas chai. The chai shino shama yomus echemem v'yeshloim zaktesis the ain esvora the lichus kula hai the lo shchichu. It's not shchiach. Yes, yigil gvura, you don't have the chazaka, but at the end of the day, it's not shchiach. Inami Yeshloim, another teretz, the Hodakama Osom, Avlegir Gvuz Loi, Hani Mila Bemaybe Get. There's only a din by a get because of the Chumah of Eshes Ish. We say by a Gil Gvuz, there's no Cheskas Chai. Avo Beshalech Hatosoi, Ein Chiluk Ben Egia Loi Egia. By a Chatos, we don't differentiate between 80 or below 80. Veteda, Damasisina Maybe Get Koma Lo, Hosom, Velea Masisna Shlech Hatosoi. This din of Egia Legvugos is only said in the Mishnah in Gittin because when it comes to Chumah Deishas Ish, we say, maybe he's not alive. But when it comes to Chatos, we assume he's alive. So Zog the Gemara, the reason is not Shema Yomus, Chatz Meis Balel, but Vadai Meis. Frek the Gemara, even if he for sure died, V'nivgar, so just take it out, V'nivgar Arba Zuzi. Arba zuzi is the amount, the cost of a bird, of a chatz oif. Take out 4 zuzi and say, this is the chatz oif. V'nivra arba zuzi v'nishra b'mayo and throw it into the Yam HaMelech. V'hanach nishteri. Enter the Gemara, Rabbi Yudah lesle breira. The reason why Rabbi Yudah says there aren't any shofrei choiva, because since shofrei choiva includes chatos, and mechatos v'choishes, that not choishes shema meis. If you know for sure he died, you're stuck. The money now is mixed up, and you can't take out any 4 coins and say, these are the ones. That's totally in Breira. And Rabbi Yudah lest in Breira, that's why Rabbi Yudah says, there aren't any shofrei choiva. Because of meis vadai, and by meis vadai, you can't just take out 4 zuzim and say, I'm removing the chatos, but that's totally in the sugya of Breira. And then the Gemara continues. We'll see this tomorrow. Where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira? We'll ask Kashas on the Sugya of Breira. Stop over here. When it comes to the question of Cain, so Vedeh the Gemara does not go back and say why Rabbi Yehuda only has one Cain. It's because of you might be Mischalef, but Rabbi Yehuda says Yisayim Chang Siva. So Yesh L'ayin, why does Taka only one Cain? You can have two Cains and write, because we know that Lamaisa Rabbi Yehuda Yisayim Chang Kosev Aleihen.